Hey, hey, welcome to Us Unfiltered, the podcast where we share authentic personal stories and practical tips for managing mental health. I'm your host, Adrienne Salina, and today we are talking about something that I bet a lot of us are feeling, and that is coping with mental health through the holidays. The holiday season, it's so commercialized as this time of the year that is supposed to be filled with joy and love and celebration. But in reality, it can be one of the most challenging times of the year. And I feel like a lot of us just don't want to admit that because we want to turn on our Hallmark movies, or we want to decorate the house, or we want to jam to some Mariah Carey, and we don't want to think about all of the stress and the emotional challenges that we might be really dealing with. That's why I wanted to talk about this today, because if you are this person, if you are just feeling overwhelmed during this season, I have an episode for you. First of all, I empathize with you. And second of all, it's important to learn how to navigate those types of challenges throughout this season. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right that we as a culture try to sweep emotions and issues under the rug. It's not okay to just try to push all of our feelings down just so we can pretend to be festive. It's also not okay for you to pretend like you have to be on or put on some sort of performance just so you can get through this season. And I want to, you know, kind of throw caution to the wind here and really start to highlight and bring to the foreground that the holidays is not always a happy time. And we have to stop pretending like it is. The holidays can be a very hard time for people, for a lot of reasons. There shouldn't be a stigma about you during the holidays if you're struggling with emotional or mental challenges. That does not make you Scrooge. That doesn't make you the Grinch. You don't have to feel like everyone thinks you're being bah humbug about it. It's okay to not be okay during the holiday season, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to share some strategies with you today to help you navigate this time of the year. Why can the holidays be hard? For some people, the holidays can be a reminder of lost loved ones, or even a time when feelings of loneliness are really amplified because you're unable to be with your friends or your family. I do want to kind of call out the grief aspect of this. I have someone who's very close to me who has lost two immediate family members over the course of the last 20 years, and the holiday season for them is not pleasant. They miss their family members. This is a time of the year where people are gathered around the tree opening presents, and they immediately think about the two people that they've lost. And it's so challenging for those feelings to not be amplified during this time. I also, you know, think it's important to know how expensive it is to travel, especially right now in the United States. I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but if you live in the United States, you know it is expensive right now. Everything's expensive. And so not everyone is going to be able to have the money to go home to their parents or their sister's house to open presents or, you know, have a Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. So that time being stripped away from your loved ones, it's so hard. And that loneliness can really lead to depression. Another reason why you may be having some challenges over the holidays is the financial pressure. I mean, the holidays come with the expectation of buying gifts, and that can really strain your budget and cause significant stress, especially when the cost of living, like I said, is so high right now. There's also the family dynamic challenge, where sometimes spending extended time with family can bring up a lot of unresolved conflicts or highlight already strained relationships, and that leads to anger and anxiety and tension. Me personally, I am struggling right now with some of my family dynamics, and it's causing me anxiety. Even if I am not engaging with any of those individuals, I'm just anxious about it because of the time of the year it is. Another reason why the holidays can be challenging is the social expectations. There's a lot of pressure during this time of the year to attend multiple social gatherings, and it can be really overwhelming, especially for those who struggle with social anxiety or introversion. I have an ex who was an extremely introverted person, and I'm an extremely extroverted person. So, I used to be extremely extroverted. The older I get, the less extroverted I am, actually. But during this time of the year, it would actually put tension on our relationship because I wanted to go to, you know, Christmas parties with my friends or go to my holiday work party or obviously go to family gatherings and family dinners or, you know, go out with friends for drinks or whatever. And my ex-husband did not want to do any of those things. He's not an extrovert. He doesn't like being in large crowds. He would much prefer to be home. And, you know, not only is that overwhelming, that social anxiety overwhelming for him, but then that puts tension in our relationship. So that social expectation around the holidays can be very stressful. Another reason is seasonal affective disorder. You know, the shorter days and the lack of sunlight, it can really contribute to feelings of depression, and that can make it harder to cope with some of these emotional feelings that you may be having during the holiday season. You know, for me, I live in Florida, so, you know, obviously it's a sunshine state. It's sunny here so frequently that when we start getting into these shorter days and these colder months, it definitely takes a toll on my mental. And it's not about the cold. I love the cold weather. It's about the fact that you have so much lack of sunshine. Because your brain is so used to that sunny, warm environment that now when you're in this cold, dark environment, you feel almost like disassociated, like something's not right. So, you know, seasonal affective disorder, this is a very real thing. It heavily contributes to depression, especially if you are already somebody who deals with depression. And then lastly, something that may be contributing to your mental health during the holidays is perfectionism. So I talk about perfectionism very in depth in my last episode, but I wanted to talk about it on this episode because there is a very strong desire to create the perfect holiday experience, I feel like especially for women. And then if things don't go according to plan or if things don't work out the way you want them to, there's this sense of inadequacy and that can also lead to burnout. So, you know, I've listed all these reasons as to why you may be struggling. And truth be told, there's probably a lot more. There could be, you know, something totally different that's causing to your stress around this time that I didn't even list. But that's okay. Because no matter what the issue is, there are strategies for coping with them. I wanted to list out all of those reasons as to why you may be having those emotional challenges. Because let's say you don't know why you're upset. Maybe you just feel depressed and you can't quite figure it out. You know, maybe it's one of those reasons I just listed. You know, do some self-analyzing. Really think about what is driving this depression right now, or what is driving this anxiety? Is it financial? Is it the family dynamic? Is it the social expectation? Is it the seasonal change? Is it loneliness? Is it perfectionism? What if it's something else? It could be something else. Like I said, understand what's driving it. And that way, when you start to apply these strategies that I'm about to list out, it can really help give you better coping. When you understand the root of the issue and what's driving that problem, it's so much easier to apply coping mechanisms. All right, so I'm going to list out some coping mechanisms to help with holiday stress. You've heard me talk about several of these before, but some of these are a little different. And I want to just make a blanket statement here. I don't care what anybody tells you you should be doing through the holidays. If it does not benefit your mental health, don't do it. If you need a break from your family because of unresolved issues that's causing you severe depression and you feel like it's going to really affect you to be around them, don't be around them. There is no requirement for you to participate in anything festive if you don't want to. I'm just going to make that a blanket statement before I get into these coping strategies. And I really want you to hear me that you do not have to celebrate anything if you don't want to. You don't have to do any of those things if you don't want to. Prioritize you first and foremost. That is your number one requirement. Obviously, if you have children, do something meaningful with your kids. You can do things that are not, you know, so extravagant or over the top. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more in a little while. But I want to have a blanket statement that you do not have to overexert yourself or do things that are going to cause you emotional harm. If you know certain things are going to cause you more emotional stress, I would highly recommend finding a way out of it or just finding alternate methods to achieve that. All right, let's get into these coping strategies for the holidays. Number one, if financial stress is the issue, create a budget. This is obvious, but a lot of times when we get into the holiday season, we start thinking about all these people that we have to get gifts for, and then we forget some, and then we have to get extras, and we don't, you know, feel like we got the right thing, so maybe we should get a couple things. It can easily, you know, get out of hand. So plan your holiday spending in advance and mark out every single thing that you need to get and then stick to that budget and avoid the financial stress. You can get meaningful gifts that don't have to be expensive. You can also create gifts. So creating a budget is going to help mitigate some of that financial stress. Number two is prioritize self-care. The holiday time, it's so busy. It's like hustle, bustle, bustle, go, 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 go. And before you know it, you're like, holy crap, it's New Year's. Make sure that you're taking time for activities that are going to help you get relaxation and rejuvenate you. You know, it could be reading a book or taking a walk or practicing meditation or, you know, taking a hot bath or practicing some spiritual self-care or physical self-care, doing yoga, whatever is going to help relax your mind and your body and give you that recharge that you need, that is going to help you cope with the stress during the holiday times, and it'll help you stay a little bit more grounded and in the moment. Number three is plan ahead. So I like to figure out what I'm going to be doing over the holidays and schedule everything as much as I can, and then make designated slots for my downtime and my self-care time, because that helps me avoid overcommitting to things like social events or family gatherings. And it also ensures that I'm going to have the time that I need for me. And also, it's okay to say no when you need to. If you just don't have it in you to go to this holiday party, just say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I'd love to go, but I'm really burned out. I really need some me time. I hope you understand, but thank you for the invite. 9 times out of 10, the other person's going to understand. If they're your real friend and they really care about you, they want you to prioritize you. And if they don't, maybe reconsider that friendship. I'm telling you, I know this podcast probably pisses people off, but quite frankly, I've learned a lot over the last few years. Your friends want the best for you. So if somebody's going to give you a hard time about doing what's best for you, I don't know if they're really your friend. But that's an episode for another day. Next is set realistic expectations. So this is understanding that it's okay when things aren't perfect and when, you know, things aren't going to always go according to plan. I talk about perfectionism in my last episode, so I want to, you know, resurface that. You should set achievable goals for what you can handle during the holidays and then give yourself permission to let go of the unrealistic standards. You're not going to be able to travel all over the United States and visit every single family member. You know, and maybe that's not your situation. Maybe it's that you, you know, have other obligations and you need to prioritize the most important and let go of anything minuscule. Like I said, when you're going through that planning ahead stage and you're organizing your schedule, use that organization time to also understand your goals. What can I actually achieve during this holiday season? And then scrap everything else. Number six is focus on gratitude. So take time to reflect on what you're grateful for, especially during this season. Keeping a gratitude journal can help. I've talked about those before, but you can also just take some time in your meditation time or mindfulness time or prayer to really list out some things that you're grateful for. The holidays tend to be a time of joy, but they also tend to highlight areas in our life that we feel intimate about or passionate about or, you know, soft on. And this is a good opportunity to recognize all of those things. For example, like your family, let's say it's your husband and your children, or, you know, your wife and your dog, or your job, or your parents. Take time to reflect on what you're most grateful for. And that's going to help shift your focus away from the stress and focus it more on the positive aspects going on in your life. Number six, stay connected. So obviously, if you're struggling with social anxiety or certain family dynamics, it may be challenging for you to stay connected. But maintaining connections with people who benefit your mental health or you know have loving and kind compassion towards you is going to help reduce the feelings of stress and feelings of loneliness, even if it's just a quick call or message. You know, reach out to that friend that you know is a good support system to you, or reach out to those family members that you know are good help and love into your life. Those types of connections are important. Stay connected to those connections. Being able to just message someone and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling kind of lonely this holiday season, but I wanted you to know that I'm grateful for you and our friendship. That's going to show, you know, your compassion towards that person, but I guarantee you it's also going to a reciprocation of love and kindness towards you. And that kind of connection can help reduce that loneliness that you might be feeling. And lastly, and most important one, and I'm always going to say this one, is if you are feeling overwhelmed during this season, don't hesitate to reach out to a mental health professional. Therapy can provide so many valuable strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and especially during the holidays. This time of the year can instigate a lot of unresolved feelings, so being able to talk to someone that is in an unbiased audience for you, it will really help. It'll bring you a lot of value to your mental health journey. Well, as we wrap up today, you know, the holidays, they don't have to be a time of overwhelming stress and anxiety. By understanding the common challenges that we're facing and implementing these coping strategies that I just listed out, you can really navigate this festive season with a bit more ease and more positivity and joy. And remember, it's important to take care of your mental health. You're not on this journey alone. I guarantee you there are more people sad during this time of the year than you realize. If you're over here like, God, I'm so depressed and I have to be the only one feeling this way because everyone else seems so joyful, that's not true. People are really good at putting on a front. This is a very hard time of the year. In fact, you know, you guys know that I work for a veteran service organization. So this time of the year is very challenging for a lot of our veterans. It's a time where they think about loss. They think about their battle buddies that they've maybe lost overseas, or some of their friends who maybe have completed suicide, or they think about, you know, the loss that they maybe have felt in their own family, or the financial strain that they may be going through. This time of the year, not just for veterans, but for anyone, can be so hard. So you're not on this journey alone. And I hope by hearing some of these strategies today, you can find that relativity with another human being. You can recognize, okay, this is happening to a lot of other people. It's not just me. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Us Unfiltered. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with someone who might benefit from it. Don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram. And next week is my last episode for the season. Woohoo! I'm wrapping up season one. And we're going to season two. Very excited. It's going to be a good opportunity for me to, rest. I need to rest. I'm pretty burned out. So these next, you know, 5 or 6 weeks for me is going to be good for me to rest and recover, but also an opportunity for me to grow this podcast on a whole new scale. I'm going to have a lot more information, a lot more guests on my next season, and it's going to be a good thing. Looking forward to having some more people on the show, but I'm also looking forward to being able to provide even more enriching content for this show. Definitely tune in to next week's episode. I have asked all of my viewers and friends and some of my family members to ask me questions about mental health. And I can't wait to bring these questions to my next episode. It's going to be a question and answer episode. So, and these are going to be real questions from real people. So, and I'm sure some of them are going to be personal because I know my friends well enough to know that they're going to ask me personal questions just so I can say them on air. Tune in to these personal questions because you're going to hear a lot of personal stories from me and about me and, you know, my honest take on things. Anyway, until next time, take care of yourself, stay well, and remember, your mental health matters, and so do you.